Tell me about the skillet and frying pan.
Yeah, well, a skillet, it had legs on it. You know, a long time ago, when they didn't have no stove, they had a skillet with legs on it and cook bread and had a lid, and they put fire up on top of that lid to brown the bread on top, fire on the bottom to brown the bread.
Do you ever hear that called a spider?
Yeah, they call it a spider.
Old folks call it a spider.
Is that an
old
fashioned?
We never did.
We never did, but that was old fashioned though.
Say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you might put them in a...
What do you call it, David, what to put them in?
Well, we always, if we didn't have a vase, we put them in, you know, get a big jar. And put water in, but we used to call it a flower vase. To have flower vase to put them in.
Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't sometimes call it what you. Well, I never call it pot because when we bring a flower in the house, you know, to let it stand and grow, then we call that a flower pot. But to just to sit the flower, then we always call it a flower vase.
Say if you were setting the table. Next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody
a plate.
And a, what's this?
A cup.
A spoon.
A spoon.
What else?
A spoon, fork and knife.
Fork and knife.
And if there was three people eating, you put out three spoons and three forks and three
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, I have to go wash the dishes. And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she does what?
She dries them and dry them.
Or to get the suds off, she pours water over them. You say she?
Yeah, pour some hot water over.
She doesn't mostly say it's cold, but
she's doing all right.
What about she
rinsed?
What else can you say she's doing when she's...
Well, she drowns in after
she's still alive.
What
do you have to do to clothes to get the suds out?
Rachel.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes? You call
it
dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Dry rag.
Dry clothes.
Dry clothes.
And what you bathe your face with, you call
it?
Wash towel.
Oh, bathe our face with a wash pan.
And
dry it with a towel.
What do you have, call a little cloth or rag you use?
The cloth or the rag that you use when you wash.
Oh,
call it a bath towel.
Uh-huh.
Washed out.
If you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
feet. Pull the line.
Uh huh. When you're riding on a horse, you hold the.
The reins in your hand.
And your feet are in the...
Yeah, your feet in the stud.
Okay. Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to them?
Put the harness on.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see when people had horses pulling a buggy, they have a long leather thing,
Whip.